Log Talk Radio.
Math and science, and happy, great, and dreadful day. It's right back again. The Supreme Transmission Radio broadcast here. Broadcasting live from the center of the wilderness of hell on this 3000 by 2000. And with that said, I'd like to have the assistance of supreme energy and frequency from within me, the all-powerful seeing one, the master of this day, awakener of this day, supreme teacher, supreme authority, the absolute one, the most humble, most righteous being, the true and supreme essence, Heavenly Father. And all of my glorious and supreme names and attributes, I give all by the mid-self divine greetings once again of mathematical science and also timeless motion. With that said, things are moving smooth and swift. And both could be used to your advantage. Of course, things, or people prefer things to be smooth, without a ripple or without any types of side effects of anything. The smooth sailing. At the same time, the swiftness that things that can be going so smooth, you know, if you have a nice performance car and you're going down a smooth highway, you might be going at a very swift speed. Even though it doesn't feel like you're going really fast, the point being is they both can go hand in hand. Matter of fact, they can go well hand in hand. Although the only important factor is that you want to make sure that you're ready. You're ready to go. That's the point of right now, is being ready for the time. I'm not talking about starting to get ready. If you just now starting to get ready, you already are too late. The swiftness and the smoothness of what has already taken place has already passed you by. There's no time for that, really. I'm not saying now if you are just as smooth and swift in your thinking and your knowledge and your mind and in your understanding, I'm not saying you can't catch up. Although, based on the cycle of the time or the mind of today, most things have already come to pass. Meaning, who's going to make it and who's not going to make it? Who's a mind that can be used today? Who's not a mind that can be utilized today? Who's the heads and who are going to be the tail? And which of you are going to be the heads? So all of these things have already made themselves known or expressed. Now, the important idea is, what side now do you find yourself on? Where are you going to be headed toward? How are you, or how have you prepared yourself? So anyways, we're going to get into basically just the time of right now, the smooth and swiftness of the time of right now, here and now. Can't really talk about here and after right now until you first get past here and right now, what's happening right now, this stage, before you get to the after. So here and now are what you call the current events of things that are currently coming to pass or currently taking place, staying up to date. So I'll be getting on that and elaborating on those things. I just want to make sure that as far as the intro on what I want to leave the opening with, or leave the state of mind and state of thinking in my opening knowledge. You all gonna really have to. Y'all don't have me on Facebook. One of my many, many spiritual and holy names on there, under Ahmed Majah, which is Master of Masters. You guys will find me on the Nefu Ahmed Majah. But you should really be keeping up with a lot of things just on posts and I'm teaching. I'm posting and I'm teaching. So it'd be good to align. Then every time I'm teaching, things can't help but to be penetrated or affected and grown. It could either nurture or it could destroy. Although the point being is, I penetrate and affect all life. So whenever I'm teaching, or whatever I'm teaching, it's always imperative that you listen. And most of the things that you all are already getting from people, I've already rotated them on out. By design, that's how it's going to get out. Since they went to war with the people, I had to go to war with the people of your mind, transformating your thinking, giving you knowledge over fear. So that's the main idea. A lot of you all who are unhumble enough to accept that fact, you know, fuck you all. That's as harsh as I can put y'all. You know, you rotate on this mind. I'm not looking for you. So if you can't respect your father or your parents, as the scriptures tell you, obey your parents. I'm not talking about some silly, ignorant nigga that is a sperm donor. I'm talking about your real, true spiritual guides and mentors. You have to respect them. I had to in my upbringing and still have to. Rather be the great teacher or et cetera. So now, here we are again. I'm the greatest teacher. So in order to be the greatest teacher, I had to respect the great teacher and others that I have acquired knowledge, and the gods that I have acquired the knowledge through, I had to acknowledge them. That's the main thing there. I don't care anything about appealing to your little feelings, which is the negative, basically. I don't deal with that. That's a personal problem you need to get in check of your own thought thinking, or getting your dietary right, or your eating foods that make you more humble. As opposed to food that got you sticking your chest out like you doing something. That was cute. It's real cute when a parent watches their child mimicking what they were doing. You know, the parent probably was driving, and then therefore the child wants to mimic and it pretends to be driving, although he got it from the parent. Or whatever the parent may be doing, the child is going to therefore mimic it. Anyways, we're going to get into this knowledge, which knowledge is anything. I build and build on anything. It could be a tape, a question. It could be my own thoughts. It could be anything, past, future, or present. It all applies. It's all numbers. It's all arithmetic. So that's the main idea. All right. I'm going to get into a little cliffing. And you all make sure that you release all preconceived ideas. Let them know. Let them go so that you can get into the know and get in line with the new ideas. So with that said, I'm going to get into the clip.
And it turned out to be a disgrace to our country. It was the takedown of a duly elected president. And these people suffered greatly. General Flynn, what they did to him. And even the FBI said, if they had some, somebody bigger fan of the FBI than me at the level of people that really matter. But the top of the FBI was stumped. And what they did to General Flynn, and you know it, and everybody knows it, was a disgrace. He was in the service for over 30 years. He ends up being the general and respected. And almost his first day in office, they come in with papers they want to investigate. Never happened before, and now the tables are turned. Investigate the investigators. Yes, the crooked people. The bad people. The very dangerous people. No, they are the scum. The scum. All right, do you want to have one of the bad guys?
President, the EAP has finally admitted to found failure of the testing system in the beginning of the operation.
Well, it's not for me. I mean, they came in and they had some problems early on, but we've straightened it out. And, yeah, I told you, we inherited a lot of garbage. Look, they had tests that were no good. They had all the stuff that was no good. It came from somewhere, so whoever came up with it. But I'm proud to tell you that now we went from having a lot of bad things happening in CQC to having great things happening.
Okay. We're just going from channel to channel here. I don't mean cable channels. I'm talking about the channel of different clips. The channel meaning the level or connection of that level or degree of knowledge. So we see, you know, he's still playing the flute. You know, you all think he's doing this and this and that. This dude is probably one of the biggest puppets. I mean, he looks, the seat itself is a puppet seat. That's why some of your best presidents y'all like were actors. Ronald Reagan is an actor. It's all scripted. Now, I'm not saying that his party or certain people ain't making him do certain things, although he really don't know what he's a figurehead, nothing more. Y'all can think he's doing the same CDC speech and all. These people are wicked, the CDC. All them people he's working with is wicked as hell. And we know little young, dumb Pharaoh thinks and saying otherwise that Trump is this and this and that, you know, to discredit who and what you are. Because Trump, the National Guard, or police can't do nothing against the numbers of the awakened people. You make a clear cut. The key idea is they want to control you, although they don't want you to control yourself. If these people are power freaks and want absolute control, and you say you rather get the bullet rather than take the vaccine, that may sound, you know, very powerful to you, which it is, although how it feels to them, they feel powerless. They feel like they didn't win. And it bothers them. Their attempt to make people more asleep backfired them by people being more awakened today than put to sleep. It backfired. And every day it's backfired. Not just on that, just on the trust. I shared this before. The trust of this government will never be repaired again and what it stands for. Now, since people aren't going to trust the government, now people are going to be more freer thinkers. What we are, we're free thinkers. And since they're going to be more free thinkers, then therefore they won't be caught up on nonsense. They won't just be believing or be lying, just any old and everything. So this is the most greatest thing in which this is going to produce and make it. Because only experience and trials and tribulations can make somebody come into their own inner awareness of being a free thinker, giving up the belief on the belief system or the be lied to system of taking he say, she say thing, investigating and checking out things for yourself. That's the point we're at here. All right, so with that said, I'm going to go back on this. Remember, we're going through various clips, so pay attention, open your mind and your heart chakra, and let in.
If there's something that of this importance that's come out and nobody's talking about it, the media's not talking about it, then you have to ask yourself, what is going on? Why is the media not talking about this? Why are they not covering something so critical as what I discussed on Tuesday morning at whatever time it was, 1 o'clock in the morning when I posted that? This was what the information was that came out on a broadcast, and I think it was on Monday afternoon at some time, not exactly sure what time it came out, and I was probably on a live stream at the time, and it didn't show all, I didn't have all the details at that time, so when I got off my live stream, that's when I saw this information. And the key is that when the Surgeon General made this announcement, why wasn't the mainstream media covering it? Why wasn't there, you know, every major broadcast station out there covering it? There's a reason why they weren't covering it. And I'm going to tell you what the reason is. That instead of covering that, this is what they covered. This came out today on ABC. Social distancing measures may be necessary until 2022 to contain coronavirus pandemic, a study shows. This is what they're talking about. Yet what the Surgeon General has said, and the fact that Trump had decided he was going to fund the WHO and then pulled that back, and that the issue was the WHO, the Centers for Disease Control, and Bill Gates' agenda, the Surgeon General has basically said that they've got the real data, they're going to be looking at it. Why didn't the media talk about that? Why didn't they cover that? Because there is such a thing as fake media, and these I don't even know how they can call themselves journalists, because there's absolutely no sentiment whatsoever about having integrity. The hack job that they're doing, this is another one. Posting anti-vaccine propaganda on social media could become criminal offense. This is the type of stuff that they're trying to create. This is the type of propaganda that they're pushing. And this is the reason that we have to become aware.
It's too late for that. It's way too late. You know, they want to make that illegal and take people's rights away. There's more than enough people that's educated now where it's too late. They pass that tomorrow where it's going to be illegal, which they ain't going to be able to stop. It's too much. Too much. We don't have to put don't take no vaccines or whatever. All you got to do is put the facts on what they do. Are the effects on others and what they did in the past. You don't have to even go that far. So that's one idea.
And know what the agenda is. Now, this information, this misinformation that's out there, this misinformation propaganda, the diversion, the distraction, preventing you from knowing the truth. Why would the media do this on the part of conspiratorial propaganda component and you just hearing stuff and you know, if it was true, the whole world would know about it? Well, I'm going to share something with you right now, and I want everybody to go and watch this, okay? It's called outofshadows.org. Go there and watch that movie. That is, it's about an hour and a half long movie, Out of Shadows, and you will understand who controls the media, who controls Hollywood, and they go on, they explain some other things at the end, but this is about how the media and how some of the intelligence community have been together for over 60 years programming our minds, desensitizing us. Watch the documentary, and then you tell me what's going on, then you'll know what the agenda is. But this is the misinformation, distraction, diversion tactics from taking the real information that's empowering and trying to scare more people to try to make you paralyzed by trying to take away your power, your autonomy. Now, why would anybody do this? What could be the hidden agenda? Well, the hidden agenda is right here, guys. This is what the hidden agenda is, and I'm going to show a video here in a second. They won't end up getting the number of RF chips and the number of mandated vaccines and the number of basically sheeple that they want. And so that they basically have said that, according to Gates in this interview, that he and his colleagues don't want a lot of recovered people who have acquired natural immunity. Instead, they are hoping that the human race becomes reliant upon vaccines and antiviral medication. There's a world community that's getting this information. So this is applicable to every human being on the planet. Okay, we all are sovereign. We all have our own autonomy. Yet, it seems, and we all have a certain knowledge base, no matter what our expertise are, but the scientific community and the medical community, there are basic fundamental components that they know. They understand the certain principles of science. It seems like since with this pandemic, every person with scientific knowledge and medical know-how, medical knowledge, have just picked it up and thrown it out in their trash can and completely discarded every fundamental aspect of physiology that they've known and recognized and they've been trained on. It's like they've totally ignored it. I don't understand that. Why all of a sudden every logical sequential thought process in your mind has just been discarded. Everything that you've learned over the years has just been literally discarded and said, you know what, I'm going to forget about every physiological principle that I've learned, every scientific theorem that I've learned, every basic, this is like the ABCs, okay? In trauma, we do ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. When you lose your mind, when you can't think, when everything's hitting the fan and you're just panicked and you don't know what to do, you go back to the basics, you go back to the ABCs. Here in this case, with this pandemic, this supposed pandemic, every A, B, and C has been discarded. Every fundamental understanding of how the body works has been totally thrown off. The virus model, the understanding of how to test for something, every aspect of science has been discarded. They're talking about using real-time polymerase chain reaction testing, PCR testing, which the developer of that testing said in the 1980s when he developed it, this cannot be used to test. Then on top of that, you've got, unless you've got an actual genomic sequence, you cannot use PCR testing to diagnose something. The second thing is every testing modality right now has been shown to have false positives, and now multiple studies that go as recently as 2018 all the way back to 1984 show that people that had or subjects, whether it's mice model.
When you have a mathematical mind, you're able to, and I'm not talking about just numbers. Matter of fact, I ain't talking about numbers at all. I'm talking about the mathematics of thinking, the science of the art of thinking, or the science of the mind. When you're able to think, you can figure these things out. These things are very figurative. I was figurative on this when they were saying, before they started misdiagnosing people. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this. They are giving the green light and they have certain surges and people in position to outright kill people. There is a outright, all those who are part of the Masonic, there's that Gason thing again, part of the Masonic or Gasonic order, which doctors mainly are, and also people who are heads or more higher up in that, which they call Illuminati all the way up to elitists. They all have been given the green light to usher in the New World Order. They for real. Gates will spend billions of dollars on this, et cetera, et cetera. He don't fail, or they fail, or they have failed and are failing. Although at the same time, they're hoping as many of you other sheeple are just follow along with the other herd. So, you know, you have a mathematical mind, you can see right then and there that when they first started saying previous health conditions are mostly plagued by this thing. Meaning, if this thing was all left to be shut in the country now, it'd be taking out motherfuckers already healthy. It'd be for anybody, not mainly on those who are already sick. All that's letting you know is 5G signaling from the radiation from that. All they have to do is just turn that up. And as it cooks, or it cooks your cells, then your body becomes defenseless of what's already wrong with it, or what's already in your cells that they're fighting from the beginning. They have shit to do with washing your hands, washing your face, nothing to do with that. People ain't been doing that for ages. So, it's much beyond that. Much beyond that. All right, we're going to take a trip over to little young dumb pharaohs and see what he's talking about over. He got something going on live, so let's check this fool out. And I'll be returning shortly. Oh, it's live in 2 hours. Okay. I said live. It's not live. All right, let's see. He been doing his things every day, boy. He been busy. So let's see what all he's been working on. He really left that boxing shit and got on this corona thing. So let's see what he's talking about now. Still campaigning for Trump, though.
All of that money to her. Jesus is the same motherfucker that sent $100 million to communist China. So anything that the Gates Foundation does, Anthony Fauci, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the FDA does. So all of these motherfuckers is funding each other and paying each other through Bill Gates. So I'm gonna help y'all out, white America. Y'all don't need to be trying to arrest nobody right now first, except for these motherfuckers and Bill Gates. Specifically Bill Gates. If y'all could go get Bill Gates, white America, he's gonna tell you everything you need to know. Because he is in control of everything you need to know. Now, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Now, this is her next to Donald Trump, okay? And I tried to get most of the pictures of them next to Donald Trump so y'all can see these motherfuckers are up there. There she go. Where she at? This her right here, number three, okay? So this is Deborah Burke, coordinator of Global Aid, who is receiving funding from Bill Gates. Now, why is Bill Gates important? Let me come back down. Let me come down here. Why is Bill Gates important? Because Bill Gates, okay, in February, committed $100 million to communist China. and the president of Communist China wrote this nigga a thank you letter. That was on February 22nd. So on February 22nd, Bill Gates, whom Anthony Fauci is on his leadership council, pledged $100 million to Communist China. And then right after that, okay, 5 days later, they pledged $760 million to Deborah Birx. So the nigga on the 22nd of February, he pledged $100 million to Communist China. And then 5 days later, he pledged $100 million to Deborah Birx. Now, if you look at the date, okay, on February 26th, okay, Vice President Mike Pence was named the chair of the task force, and Deborah Birx was named the response coordinator. Look at the date. February 26th, she became the response coordinator. The next fucking day, the next day after she became the response coordinator, Bill Gates pledges her $760 million. Now, why did Bill Gates decide to pledge $760 million to GlobalAid after the coordinator of GlobalAid was recruited by Donald Trump to investigate this virus that he knows will lead back to him? These are the questions y'all not asking out there. These are the questions y'all not asking out there. So I'm going to ask. Smash that like button. Get this video out through the goddamn algorithm. Smash that like button. Now remember, you heard it first. Remember where you hear everything, but right here. So when it come out on the news, but when this shit come out and you see these motherfuckers getting arrested, remember who said it first before everybody. Everybody. Remember what you heard. Now let's keep it moving, right? Let's keep it moving. Now watch this. You got your boy, Robert Redfield. Now Robert Redfield is right here in the photo. He's number 5 in the photo. Now who is Robert Redfield? Okay? Robert Redfield is the director of the Center for Disease Control, a.k.a. the CDC. And he received funding from the Gates Foundation through his institute that he founded called the Institute of Human Virology. So here's Robert Redfield next to Trump. Now you can see the University of Maryland School of Medicine says Dr. Redfield co-founded the Institute of Human Virology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine to become a CDC board member. This is from March 21st, 2018. Straight from the school website. Now, why is it important? If you go to KHN Morning Briefing, summaries of health policy coverage from major news organizations, and you go to Wednesday, August 1st, 2017, what does it say? It says the Gates Foundation gives the Institute of Human Virology a $15 million grant for research on the HIV vaccine and Maryland Governor O'Malley announced. See this? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has awarded the Institute of Virology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine a 5-year, $15 million grant to develop a potential HIV vaccine. So this nigga is on the task force to investigate the virus with feedback to Bill Gates. But this nigga also was funded by Bill Gates through an institution that he co-founded called the Institute of Human Virology. So we 2 for 2 right now. So number 3 is currently receiving money from Bill Gates. Number 5 has received money from Bill Gates. You see, we 2 for 2. Now let's get 3 for 3. This is Seema Burma. Now let me show you her in the picture. She's number 6 right here. She's number 6. Now let's go to Seema Burma. Now, Seema Burma is who? She's the administrator of Medicare and Medicaid, okay? Excuse the title. Medicare and Medicaid services, but she works with Susan Hellman, okay? Now, this is Susan Hellman right here in the red. Now, you might say, Farrell, who is Susan Hellman? Susan Hellman is the chief operating officer of the Gates Foundation. That's fact. Now, this is from the NIH director's blog, The Milken Global Conference from 2019. It was posted April 30th, 2019 by Dr. Francis Collins. Now, what does it say? As soon as you start reading the article, this is what it says. Joining hands with my fellow panelists and host of the Milken Institute Global Conference toward a healthier future. Wonder what you could be planning a healthier future with. Vaccines, maybe. But with that being said, our wide-ranging panel discussion focused on some of the major health issues now before us in prevention, treatment, and care. Standing next to me, left to right, is Susan Desmond Hellman, Chief Operating Officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So we three for three. We three for three. We three for three. These people are either currently receiving funding from Bill Gates, has received it, or they have either worked with Bill Gates in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So we want to know how the hell is the whole White House task force connected to Bill Gates if Bill Gates is not a politician? That's fact.
Guys, it's because Bill Gates announced years and years and years ago that he was for population deduction. Or it's a lot of people, too many people. He's made that public a long time. This is the main reason why all this trail leads to Bill Gates and all this. You know, he went and spoke with Trump and whatever that was. It's interesting, Trump would even give him the time of day. As I said before, these people are puppets. So, Gates has the whole world basically in his pockets. That's the doctors, everybody, media. He's got investments or funding and all these things. Possibly even Trump's campaign. Not that Trump don't have other billionaires also. This is another thing. There are billionaires that don't need that kind of money. Or they don't want to make money from that way. Even though they got billions just like, Gates. But Gates now, he don't just want billions or trillions. He's a control freak. He wants to control you. He wants to become some type of god, Babylonian god, a deity. That's what he's trying to conjure to be. He wants to summon one of his demonic, satanic deity gods here, preferably Lucifer or one of his chiefs, and summon that entity in his vessel or other entities and bring them here to reign on this planet forever, so they think. Although that ain't happening. Not while I'm here. They may have power over the ignorant, although they have no power here. So it's impossible.
Bill Gates is not a government employee. That's fact. Nobody never paid for Bill. Nobody paid taxes for Bill Gates to be influencing political leaders. Nobody voted for Bill Gates to be influencing political leaders. So how the fuck is Bill Gates in the pocket of everybody that is around the president? Huh? Somebody answer me that. How did Bill Gates give the president before Donald Trump $25 million? Huh? Somebody answer me that. Who the fuck is Bill Gates? But these are questions y'all don't want to ask. These are questions y'all don't want to ask. Let me interview Anthony Fauci. I won't even curse. I won't even curse. Let me get a list of questions. And let me get my PowerPoints ready so I can have all my shit in order. So it can be very professional. And let me interview Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, are you willing to come on this live stream channel for a 30-minute interview? All I need is 30 minutes. Just keep your answers quick. and I'll bust them questions out at your ass. Can I interview Anthony Fauci, please? Because I'm getting his ass. We're back. I won't even curse. All I need is an answer, and I'm going to shoot them questions out. Come on, man. Cut it out, dog. And I'm going to show y'all at the end, like I said, why I think Trump ain't corrupt. And if it come out that he is corrupt, shit, it is what it is. But as of right now, I don't think Trump is corrupt. Now we want to get to the next guy, okay? Alex Azar. Now, I believe we on four. We 3 for 3, so we on four. Now this is Alex Azar right here, number 7. So 3 is connected to Bill Gates. 6 is connected to Bill Gates. 5 is connected to Bill Gates. Now we have 7. So we about to go 4 for 4. Now, Alex Azar, okay, is the president, all right? He was the president of the Eli Lilly Company, which works for the Bill Gates Foundation. Both Eli Lilly and the Gates Foundation can be directly linked to China. Now watch this. From 2012 to 2017, Alex Azar was the president of this company that you see down here, he was the president of the U.S. division of the Eli Lilly Company, which is a major drug company, and a member of the board of directors, right? Now, when you look up Eli and Lilly Company, it says what? It's an American pharmaceutical company headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana. But the key word is pharmaceutical, okay? Now, remember, most pharmaceutical drugs come from China. Now, I'm going to show y'all that this shit is in China. But before I do, let me show y'all the Bill Gates connection. Now, if you read this article posted by the Washington Post from November 14th It's titled, The Health 202, Who is Alex Azar, Trump's Pick to Lead HHS. It says what? In his former role, a chief counsel and then department second-in-command, Azar, dealt with issues arising HHS, a sprawling department encompassing the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, a.k.a. the Verma chick that was working with Bill Gates' people, the FDA, a.k.a. the man I'm finna show that was working with Bill Gates, the CDC, and the NIH, who also was connected to Bill Gates. So he would come to the job with a lot of internal expertise at his fingertips. Everybody that he's worked with is either currently or has worked with Bill Gates. And so now why is it important? If you read this article from Triple Pundit, read this article from Triple Pundit, Health and Education, it says 5 pharmaceutical giants, Gates Foundation, expand healthcare access to 1.7 million in Africa, January 16, 2020. What does it say? Look, today, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and 5 pharmaceutical companies, right here, Lilly, together, announced an initiative to train more community health workers and expand healthcare access to 1.7 million people across the nation's Africa. So this man was the president of this company, and this company has been partnered with the Gates Foundation. Now, not only has this company been partnered with the Gates Foundation, this company operates in China. Look at this shit. Where'd it go? Oh, here it go right here. As I get on the surgeon, okay? What does it say? Eli Lilly in China, pharmaceutical Shanghai. It says about us. Our history in China can be traced back to the early 20th century, okay? The company set up.
Wow, everybody been doing little topics, I see. What was I about to say? I'm going to say this. This one has nothing to do with what he said. We already know all that gobbledygook. I think I'm going to say 2 things. One regarding that, or regarding little young dumb Pharaoh. It's cool he's detailing, you know, that's like you got one whole pie and you can detail it, you can say, cut out a slice of that pie and say 1/10 or 1/20 even. Or they say, you know, 1/20 or 1 gram of 20, which you get an ounce. Basically, you know, what's going to be taking place here? Because he is fractionalizing different things and whatnot, and that's cool and all. Although, why is he doing all that? Why are certain people coming on every other day? Why are he doing all that? Now, for all things. We know you got a lot of time being quarantined and all that. What's he doing it for? Exactly. First thought, money. He's doing it to take care of his family. And that's cool and all. You know, you do this full time. You take, although, what makes you any better than a preacher, a pastor that gets a collection plate for what he does? What makes you better than a pastor? That's how the pastor makes his living. You might say, well, I'm kicking more better knowledge. That's cool and all. Although, when does knowledge have to be a price tag to it? You see? So, he's worried about his fan base, where he keeps eluding like he's, and he wants to be, well, he is a leader. He's a leaderless leader because he can't lead you a damn place back into with Pharaoh. When Moses said, let my people go, all Pharaoh going to do is keep you in Egypt. He's already a Trump supporter. So that's one thing I'm going to say about that. Another thing, outside of what he's talking about, you know, I just started rotating the transmission on just really the how on a lot of this. You know, a lot of these boys, it's going to get ugly out here. I mean, you all have no idea how a lot of you all, you're just literally, you're literally dazed. And I'm not counting the days. Although days could be years, it could be literal days, et cetera, et cetera. Although you are days or a day even, right around the corner from a supreme bloodbath on this country and possibly the entire world. In fact, in the world too. This, you see a world pandemic, you also at the same time, even though my main concern is here in America, I don't have any concern elsewhere. I don't, that's not where I reside, nor am I building the minds elsewhere like that. Or the intent, there's people from other countries that may get this knowledge. Although the great teacher and the teachers here have always targeted the original man here in North America, the tribe of Shabazz, you all say. So, or the tribe of Judah, according to the Hebrew Israelites, or the chosen people, you know. So we're sticking to that already written script as far as the chosen people. And why we're the chosen here in North America. So basically, You all are right around the corner from a bloodbath. When these white boys wake up and find out that their lives have been pissed on, not just over a lie, over politics, over vaccinations, over corrupt, rich, and elite class of people trying to kill them, you all have not seen a bloodbath yet. They're not just pissing off just general people. They're pissing off people with guns, with military training, with people on the inside and out, people with families. They're pissing off people on the inside. The same people they're going to ask to go and shoot for them and arrest people, they're included too. I'm going to say that again. You know, someone says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is real. These people literally do not have a weapon. There's nothing they can do that can save them.
Hey. Hey, peace, God. How you feeling? I'm sorry,
God.
It's dark over here. Where you at? What's your name?
I'm in Australia, man. Down under.
Oh, yeah. Nice to talk to you, God. It's always,
yeah,
good. It's always good to see melanated beings all over the world.
We out here, man. We out here because of you, man. I'm where I'm at. So I just want to thank you for that, bro. I appreciate everything, man. It's funny because, like, probably the question I have, like, connects to this, but it's probably, like, 4 years ago when I came across one of your videos on YouTube, and you were out there, I think, in South America, and you had the sun on you, you had your locks out, and you were just speaking about the power of the locks and all this stuff, and it just resonated every word. And I was like, bro, who is this? Like, what is this? And this is when I was just waking up. And then, yeah, and you were like, you're going, you're like, yeah, I haven't eaten for days, I'm seeing all these downloads. And then, and now that, like, I kind of get all that, it makes so much sense to me. Because I'm doing, my question is about fasting. I'm doing a 7-day water fast right now. I'm on day 5. I just wanted to know, like, what you think about it. If you've done it before, you probably have. And your thoughts on just it connecting to
God. Yeah, first of all, I just want to say thanks for calling from Australia. And I'm so glad internet. You know, I'm so glad we got the internet to even talk to each other, you know, and connect.
It's deep, man.
You know,
it's amazing.
Yeah, what you realize is that this is a thought frequency. These are thoughts that we're having collectively on a certain frequency.
Mm.
You're not just walking around talking to people on this frequency all day. Usually, you know, you tap in every now and then when you can, or you're on the internet trying to keep that vibe. So it's so important. It's so important to connect so we can stay on that high vibration and live in that world of thoughts. You know, because those thoughts become a world.
Okay, this is Nature Fuckboy. Still talking about high frequency and blah, 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 blah. You know, metaphysical Christianity. He ain't in his war. He ain't awakening minds. All he's doing is putting them in a cosmos somewhere. Which we already know the cosmos, the universe creates. It's going to do what they're going to do, period, regardless. Rather if you know it or not. In other words, take, for example, what the devil's doing, the elite devils. They don't have nothing about skin today. It's right or wrong. What the elite devils are doing as far as their wickedness, that they believe they can't be touched. Although they're finding out their time is up. And everything they try to do karmically is going to turn on them. is going to backfire. That law is already in place. Although, what are you going to do while that's unplanned? Are you going to be ignorant under their ignorance and go down with them under that spell? In other words, where are you going to be in all of this? That's a key idea here. So this is what this guy is coming out with, you know, nonsense. With that said, let's go back on his nonsense.
through you. So what I've found is, like, masturbation has been a way to curb my sexual appetite so that I can focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use it right, I'm not abuse it, but if you use
yeah.
it right, it can help you so that you don't go get in a relationship with somebody off your hormones.
Mm.
And it's,
yeah.
you know, because your judgment could be based off your hormones. Then you know what I'm talking about. You had sex with a girl and you bust a nut and you're like, why am I even dealing with you? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck about that. Yeah.
You might as well have just jerked off because now
it would have been less headache as well.
Right. And so when you're dealing with a woman, sometimes it's good to jerk off just to see how you really feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you jerk off and you deal with a woman, in sex, and you take sex out of it, then you're trying to see, like, yo, do I like this woman or am I influenced by all this backed up
primitive sexual?
So you could be influenced by all that backed up semen. Right? So,
yeah.
You get it out, and then you look at her and you say, I don't really like you. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Let's get back on. This guy is jerking off, and you know, now this horse shit he's talking about, it don't have nothing to do with metaphysics, and this is all people's personal. He's trying to make his personal life law. So in other words, when he couldn't make up his mind, yet he called himself the Christ and the Most High and whatever else, the High. He calling people his higher, their higher self, when in fact, all along he was their lower self, and he calling himself their higher self. He don't know what the fuck if he's gonna be polygamous or monogamous. So all he did was appeal to their lower nature. No, you all are seeing what idiots are really out here. You had no idea. I mean, you thought, you know, niggas was ignorant and whatnot, although you really about to see another level of niggas and their stupidity. And I'm not talking about gangbang, shoot them up. I'm talking about the gullibility. I'm talking about the non-thinking. I'm talking about from the church, from gangbanging stupidity. I'm talking about all the stupidity and all, not just one. Matter of fact, I'm talking about a whole new breed of stupidity. The next generation of stupidity. That's what this is. This is your newer generation of straight, outright dumbness that you're dealing with now. And these people, boy, you thought the other ones weren't able to be saved or retrieved. These people here, you ain't want to even deal with them. You just going to learn from not what not to do for yourself, although what not to deal with when people come in think not non-thinking like that. That don't require thinking. That's non-thinking. The requirement for that foolishness is non-thinking. So the level of non-thinking a lot of these fools are doing. All right. So we just, as I said, going through different channels, different. Just seeing what your leaderless leaders, what they have for you. Yeah, I was just talking to an old white buddy of mine, or Caucasian, you know. They pissed off. They're doing a good job of hiding it. These people are about to get organized and ready And I'm going to say this also. Trump does have a degree of troopers. He can flip-flop and play this field. I'm not saying he's not a puppet and all these other things. He does have, in other words, most of these people that's going to be coming at these politicians, most of them are Republicans, the party that he's supposed to be representing. Even though he's still in bed, they think he's playing the fence and just doing what he has to do, which can be the case. Although if you don't have the power, if they're thinking you have all this power you got and you got to be fake like that, take it till you make it. Yeah, sure, you ain't as powerful as you think. There's still some other powers you got to answer to. That's like saying you want a job, but you can't be yourself. Well, if you want a job and you can't be yourself and you can't be the man that you are, then that means you're performing for somebody else. Somebody else got your paycheck. Somebody else is in control or is employing you. You in their house. So you can't just do things as you want to do it. You have to do things accordingly. Just like you see they have to wear that silly ass gold cap on to represent the Jews. They all have to do that, whether they want to or not. It comes with the territory. Ain't none of them, not one of them have to say, hey, man, you know, I'm skipping that. Or like they have a choice not to cross their heart doing a flag salute. You see them all, they all got that shit on their head. Because at the end of the day, they all know who they serve, who truly are the so-called God's people, the devil's people. Of the devil's elites, who were the first people to let out the caves, which are the Jews. That's who they're going to find out. Anyways, although he was telling me about Nancy Pelosi gave so many billions, not millions, billions. So many billions of dollars to child Planned Parenthood. Because during all these crises, they want to make sure those things are saved. Not you, not your job. That goes in with the population deduction. Say they want to make sure, you know, the abortion clinics are well kept. That lets you know these people's priorities. You're not their priority. Because they know if those abortion clinics get shut down, that means more kids going to be born. More people are going to be forced to grow the fuck up and be adults, which they don't want. They want you to continue to be degenerates and run from responsibility. Because that's basically what should and would have to happen. Just like now, ain't nobody crying over what's happening now. You just have to man or woman to fuck up and deal with what's happening. It don't matter about how you like it and what you prepared for and what you're not prepared for. You're not prepared for what's coming. Matter of fact, what's already here. You're not prepared for that, although you are forced to deal with it. These people are sick. Nancy Pelosi, she's nothing but a bitch in witchcraft. a witch bitch, and all them other warlocks, the Bills and Obamas and all these other clowns are into sorcery and Satanism too. And they drink children's blood. These some sick assholes. So, going back to what I was saying, so these people are very, are they going to become disgruntled? And I said before, or what was foretold, even to me, which I could see the light of it, is that these white boys are going to take these business people, these corporate, all these people fucking over people, they're going to be taking the back of people's, these people's trucks, their pickup trucks, and they're going to drag their asses up and down the street like they used to do niggas. Only they going to be feeling a lot better because they was thinking the niggas was scum. They going to find out you are the really the scum of scums. That was just a hate thing. This, they going to find out if they do have any hatred or any direction on why they should hate, they're going to be justified. Remember, the white boy needs a justification. He can't do things without a justification. Now he's justified on why he should drag you up and down the street in his pickup trucks, tie you up, and hang you from your office. That's going to be happening too. You might go to the office and find your corporate boss or CEO or whomever, district manager, superintendent, politician. You might come back to the office one day and find his ass hanging in. And you might think he committed suicide when somebody sat there and hung his ass like the rat he is. This is the time for that. I shared with you all last year. You were listening, I said, in a telecast, going back when I was speaking on 2020. And I told you all this is the time of the physical destruction. This is the time for that. Because what they're coming with and their agenda, which is population control, pedophilia, just outright mayhem, these assholes are planning. Since that's not going to come into making, this is what they're doing. All right, so we covered quite a bit of things, also still more to come. We might go back on Little Young Dumb Pharaoh in a sec. Let's just finish this.
Jerk off. I can be sure it can be used, especially in the world we live in right now, because we're not the perfect world. And I just like to see humans have sex. I just think it's dope. Yeah. Because, and I'm going to end it right here. This is it. For me, sex is a transformation of knowledge from one human being to another. It's like a USB to a computer. And it's a transfer of energy, of knowledge, biologically. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm going to leave it like that if we look at it technically and not, you know, why are we so ashamed of it? You know, that's not, you know what I'm saying?
You start judging yourself for shit.
And guess what? When you get this knowledge of self, it's like you be wanting to put that in the woman. You be wanting to help. Like put that knowledge in her. You could teach the woman, or you could put the knowledge in her physically. It's dope. You can exchange what words can't transfer. You know what I'm saying? And it's just all exchange of information. That's what it is.
Shit, man.
Man, wait, I'm not saying everything in moderation, because somebody said porn is fake.
Of course.
I mean, everything in moderation.
And everything in moderation. You gotta utilize it to like help you for the better and not abuse it.
Yeah.
That's real.
Don't abuse it.
But when you said that, now I realized like the more like conscious I became and started like raising my frequency, I think like the hornier I became as well. Like now I really think about it. I'm like, oh shit. Like, 'cause like it's crazy.
And I think that what you're trying to do by retaining your semen is control.
No, nigga, get three words and you just know everything. Three words. Consciousness, frequency, and energy. And he don't have the full application of all of them or any of them in their fullness. He has one spectrum of information, one dimension. So he thinks he's universal, although he's still one dimensional. When math is a multitude, there is variables in mathematics. I mean, there are many ways I can teach you 1 + 1 = 2. There's many ways I can teach you that the original man is God and all those that are not are devils. There's more than one science to teach that. Still 1 + 1, very basic information. Although my point being is, with the logic of math, the logic in mathematics is variable. No different than the numbers, the variables and numbers as well. So that's something that could be universally applied. All right, let's get back on Young Dumb Pharaoh here. And I'll come back.
Oh, here it go right here. Here it go right here. Here it go right here. As I get on the search, okay? What did it say? Eli Lilly in China, pharmaceutical Shanghai. It says about us. Our history in China can be traced back to the early 20th century, okay? The company set up its first overseas office in Shanghai in 1918. So these motherfuckers been in China since the 1900s. Now, why is it important? These are the same people that partnered with Bill Gates to go to Apple. Huh? Now we want to talk about, Adam, okay? Now, Adam, he attended the medical school at Indiana University School of Medicine as an Eli Lilly Company scholar. So the reason that Adam is, that's the reason why Adam is even connected to this company. But like I said, I don't believe Adams is corrupt because him and Donald Trump scrapped the Bill Gates model. So even though he was considered a company scholar while attending medical school, I don't feel he was all the way corrupt, because if he was, he wouldn't have scrapped the Gates model, which is also the Anthony Fauci model. So just because he's connected to this Lilly company, and they might be corrupt, I don't believe he's corrupt. So I got to keep it all the way real. But I'm just showing y'all how everybody on the motherfucking task force is connected to Bill Gates. Now, this is Stephen Hahn, who's the commissioner of the FDA. Now, The FDA partnered with the Bill Gates Foundation. See that? Now look at this. Look at this. Right here. This is on the FDA website, man. I went and got this shit myself. I went and did all this research, screenshotted all this shit myself. I don't want nobody saying this shit is fake. This is from the FDA, right? And it says what? Memorandum of Understanding between the Food and Drug Administration and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, here's the thing. Why the fuck does the FDA need a Memorandum of Understanding with the Gates Foundation? The Gates Foundation is not who the American people trust to oversee our health. So why the fuck is the FDA even talking to the Gates Foundation? We don't pay taxes to the Gates Foundation. We don't pay taxes to federal employees to be taking advice from a nigga we didn't vote for or pay taxes to. See? But I'm going to tell you how it get even freaky. I showed this article before I had to bring it back. This is from the New York Times. It says the coronavirus spurs U.S. effort to end China's chokehold on drugs. Now, if you read this article right here, it says Chinese pharmaceutical companies have supplied more than 90% of U.S. antibiotics, vitamin C, ibuprofen, hydrocortisone, and as well as 70% of acetaminophen and 40 to 45% of heparin in the recent years. Now, they also forgot to put vaccines on. But you might say, Phil, why is that important? This article confirms that China has infiltrated our medical system. Now, you might say, well, Phil, where are you going with this? Well, we know that the Gates Foundation is funding communist China. And we know that the medical system has been influenced and infiltrated by communist China. But what we're not understanding is how is the FDA not seeing this? But when you look into the FDA, the same nigga that's on Donald Trump's task force, this nigga is partnered with Bill Gates. Now, when you go to the, this is from the CDC, okay? Matter of fact, let me read this. This is from the FDA. The purpose of the Food and the Drug Administration and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, okay, partnership, collaboration, memorandum, whatever you want to call it, is that they share the interest in scientific progress related to the regulatory system, science, and regulatory capacity building in support of advancing global public health. Now, here's the thing. The people didn't ask for Bill Gates. We asked for the FDA. Bill Gates is trying to push deadly vaccines for a population control agenda. If the FDA, who is responsible for our health in this country, is openly telling y'all on their own website that they share the same interest in scientific progress related to regulatory science and regulatory capacity building in support of advancing global public health, that means the FDA is down with the Bill Gates agenda. Because I don't agree with Bill Gates. You don't see Bill Gates on my website partnering with me, talking about, oh, I'm partnering with Bill Gates because I believe in Bill Gates' globalizational initiative. Fuck no. So the FDA has been compromised. But when you go to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control Prevention website, and you go to the section that says vaccines and immunizations, when you read the FDA's job on drugs, okay, not just food, but on drugs, what does it say? It says the U.S. FDA is responsible for regulating vaccines in the United States. The sponsor of a new, and these are the requirements, the sponsor of a new vaccine product follows a multi-step approval process, which typically includes point one, an investigation on new drug application. So is the FDA not aware that a lot of these applicants are from China? Let's go to point two, pre-licensure vaccine clinical trials. Okay? Is the FDA allowing licensed vaccines and prescription meds from China to come in here? Point three, a biologic license application. Point four, this is the most important point, inspection of the manufacturing.
That's heavily interesting. Which it also alludes to what I was saying as far as Kill Bill Hates has, he has practically his country in his pocket, or the people who run this country, as far as the FDA and all these other people, a lot of them he got in his pockets. So, and they plan as investors in what he's trying to do to fatten their pockets. So, the people in the FDA being partners with the Gates Foundation is interesting, although the totality of it, the holistic idea of what I shared earlier, it all leads to Kill Bill Hates. We think these people hide, although really they're really in plain sight. This guy was hiding himself. Now he's backpedaling and, you know, he's making himself appear or attempt to appear less obvious. Although this guy already went public and said what he's about. He's on public record. He can go back and change that. This is how stupid and ignorant you all were. He could say something like that, and you all, he just got his opinion, and, you know, maybe there are too many people. I don't know. And as somebody said, when there's somebody with money, idiots listen. Because you guys are stupid enough to think that that's so powerful when people like that got their power off of your dumbass. So if he's the one to be the first trillionaire, which he's allegedly trying to do, then that means he'll have to get it off of the backs of your dumbass. He got to inject your arm so that he can get paid by the government, by, you know, they'll start printing and funding him, printing money to him for his vaccine, for vaccinating and saving America, so-called.
Facility. So is the FDA inspecting the manufacturing facility? If 90% of our shit come from China, and the FBI, okay, let me fight, because I got it here already. I just got so much shit. If the FBI, right here, okay, nope, wrong slide, hold on. Let me run through this real quick. Let me find it. Here we go, right here, boom. If the FBI said that the Chinese Communist Party is a threat to this country, why is the FDA partner with Bill Gates, who funds this same threat, and why is the FDA not inspecting the manufacturing facility and meeting the other requirements with the Chinese if the FBI say they're a threat? See? Now, y'all all have a lot of questions. We all have a lot of questions. But I want y'all to remember that this nigga is on the fucking COVID-19 task force. There he is right here, number 9. So we're 5 for 5. We're 5 for 5. So when y'all wondering why y'all not getting no motherfucking answers, white America, and y'all wondering why, you know, shit is taking a little long, I'm going to tell you why. Because Donald Trump is against everybody. And apparently, he's even now against the motherfuckers that he selected to help y'all. And so, I don't know what y'all want me to tell y'all, man. These people are investigating their own stuff. And you know don't shit get done whenever that happens. Had to hydrate up. I'm back. All right, let's go. Now, we want to go to this boy, Steven Mnuchin. Now, let me show y'all Steven Mnuchin. Once again, Steven Mnuchin is right here with the number 10 above his head. Steven Mnuchin is the person that I said earlier was Skull and Bone. Now, before y'all get to saying, Phil, you're lying and you always saying something is a conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy. Sorry. Go to Business Insider. Go.
A lot of people. This is why dealing with the hall again, instead of the fractions. If he had a holistic mindset instead of fractionalizing him, he, you know, like a female, analytical mind, he'll see the whole thing. You know, a man just see things from the whole thing. It's like Nature Girl. His name ain't Nature Boy no more. It's Nature Girl. This faggot can't make up his mind if he like dick or pussy or he's a polygamist or monogamous. A man don't behave like that. Man is, he's so holistic and sees the whole idea and he stands on it. A man's supposed to be firm, hard. But he act all hard and shit on some physical shit. But within, he's soft as hell. He ready to bend over his bitch he got, his little red bone. And she got his ass wrapped around her fingers. Whether if it's his kid, whatever sensitive ass spot he got, a bitch got it. No matter if it's polygamy or whatever. And he had that. Although, because one bitch stood up to him that he can't master. She done found the you know, he's such a power freak and she knows that the hun is her. In other words, he exercises his control freak from his lack of manhood through her because she stands up to him. All the other bitches don't. They just go on with the getting on. So the other bitches is going on and flowing on. He's getting the feedback from her as far as rebellion, and that turns him on. Although a real man who's firm, he knows in his mind what he wants, and he stands on his principles. A man has principles. You don't break them from nobody. He said that on quite a few occasions. My mission is bigger than any. When she left, he said all that. And deep down, he was hurting like a hoe. He's not a man. And everything that he's been so-called standing on, ever since the idiot or the little homosexual got started, has been wishy-washy or flip-flop. First you say the black woman's God, now she's not God. Or then she wasn't God. The black man is God. Now they both are God. Now it's peace God to everybody. Not gods and earth. They just all, everything, all they all gods. So he doesn't have a holistic mind, and neither does this other feminine-ass Virgo clown with his analytical feminine mind, young, dumb Pharaoh. Now, it's real cute that he gets in the deep. See, you know, listen, you know, anybody with money or everybody in politics of any power, if they ain't Skull and Bone, including Barack's gay ass, that homosexual, if they're not tied into a Skull and Bone, they're gaysons. They target these people to gaysons. So they should know they're all part of that order. They all a part of secrecy. They operate in secrecy. They have these briefings and they go to these tables that they're offered to join into. Or if they're in a certain income bracket. in certain rooms they have and degrees. They all into that shit. How they gonna be dealing with masons that's paying them and commissioning them? They not gonna be.